الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah tabaraka ta'ala has blessed us with this great and honorable month, which is a great and blessed month, and particularly for us that we look at it for our islah, our reformation. So Allah ta'ala has been so kind that he has prescribed fasting, and that is a major element for our islah. And Allah ta'ala, let us keep our fast as they are supposed to be, for which we are trying to make an effort that our fast, we observe these etiquettes of the fast. And then our fast is not only staying hungry, but it is becomes a fast. And fasting, saum, which is referred to as a shield, it protects one. If the fast is a fast, it will protect us. We should not break that shield by doing things that we are not supposed to do. So Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq and that consciousness that for many people, it is only the month of Ramadan, is just for fasting. And we fast, and many less, they will make tarawih and then all other namazes, but it is much, much more than that. And if we can observe that, and people whom Allah Ta'ala had blessed, they had looked forward to Ramadan the whole year. It is said of the pious of the past that after Ramadan, for roughly half the year, they should make tawbah istighfar that they did not pass the month properly, the month of Ramadan. And the next half of the year, they should look forward to the next. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's du'as, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. So from how long? So this is a month for that. So may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we try our utmost to try and bring these changes in us. And like any person, if a person is, for example, a diabetic, so his eyesight also is affected. By midday, he's exhausted, he's tired also. Many other things also, Allah Ta'ala save us. And if he treats it and it comes right, and now he can see properly, he doesn't feel tired, he's energetic, how well doesn't he feel? Much more than that is our spiritual condition. That what our spiritual diseases are, and they are they are keeping us down. They're not allowing us to move forward to progress. If we get rid of them, then we will see that where we reach and how much more. And that will be in this dunya. And may Allah Ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, make our proper islah. And then in the akhirat, what to say, what darja, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, forgive us for all our shortcomings and let us make effort in this direction. So this is the purpose of this month. And it is only a yamam ma'adudat. For a few days, this little effort has to make, that little extra effort to get ourselves in order. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. With regard to that, we had spoken that we keep roza of the eyes also. And in all its ways, whatever, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and let us move in this direction. Then roza of the tongue, of backbiting, slandering, lying, whatever it is, unnecessary talk, vain talk, la yani, fuzul, which has got no benefit. Rozas of the ears, we don't listen to anything that we are not supposed to listen to. What is haram to be spoken is haram to be listened to also. So all that also. Then roza of the stomach, that is food that we eat. That also we should try and be as particular as possible, especially in this zamana and this excuse that it's not possible. and this, that, in everything today, we just want to go with the flow, that how everyone is doing things, everyone. So we also want to go in that way. Whereas, بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ إِلَى الْغُرَبَىٰ فَطُوبَىٰ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Those people who will be firm and try to be firm, they will be the ones who will eventually be successful. Allah give us tawfiq, especially with the eating, when everyone today, in fact, we call this out food, eating out, that food, junk food. But it has become so common that the junk food is the in thing. And the good, healthy food is regarded as, if somebody is still with the old, with the good, healthy food, then with health food, people look at him with a different eye. And in fact, this outlet started for people who are like the working class, who don't have a home, and just for to get some food, they go and buy from the shop. But today, the whole world is involved. In fact, they said the presidents of the countries, they also eat this food. Whereas they have got all the facilities are at their hands. They don't need to eat that. But everyone is eating that. And that is a thing that we have to be very, very careful about. And together with that also, our income also. And today when the income also is tainted so much, like today to deal in cash has become difficult. You need a card. In other words, you have to be with the bank. And with the bank, Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali of Dioban, when people should ask him about Islamic banking, Islamic finance, he says, don't even broach that subject by me. Because with the banking and all this finance, their very foundation is interest. And where there is interest involved, then things are not right then. So don't even speak to me about that subject. There is no question. So, and today, how many people are involved in Islamic finance, Islamic banking, etc.? And we also have to make our tawbah, istighfar regularly. And interest accumulates in our accounts also. That also we should be careful to try and get rid of it as soon as possible. Give it away without the niyat of sawab in some whoever, poor people or whatever. Give that money away. So Allah Ta'ala keep us safe and keep us protected. And at the same time also our Buzurg say that we should not fear this and have this, that today to live an Islamic life is impossible. It isn't. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala makes it easy also. Allah Ta'ala forgives also. It is narrated also that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, if they had to practice on, not practice on 10%, practicing 90%, they would be taken for task. A time will come when people, if they practice 10%, so it is up to us. And the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when they went and made da'wat of Islam and they went to foreign countries, there was no Islamic environment there. The toilets were facing towards Qibla, for example, and they had to use them. Then tawbah istighfar. So one thing is, never lose hope of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For example, who can say, stand up and say that my two rakats of namaz is perfect and Allah has to accept it. We know we can't, but we still carry on, though we know we are deficient. Our salat is deficient, our tilawat is deficient, our du'as are deficient, but we carry on. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind, and we hope from Him that He accepts from us. So we should keep on trying, not have this idea that it is impossible. And where we fail, tawbah istighfar. And that door also, Allah Ta'ala has kept it wide open until sakarat, gharghara comes on a person. Tell them, keep on whatever mistakes we have made, we are making, seek for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, innaka afoon, Allah is forgiveness. He is forgive. It's not only His nature to forgive. He is forgiveness. And on top of that, tuhibbul afwa. Allah loves to forgive. So, oh Allah, let us do that what you love so much. So forgive us. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us keep on trying. Never lose hope. And there are two sort of routes we can take. One route is that it's difficult to practice on Islam. So now we just, like modern Islam, for example, everyone is involved in photography, videos. So we also now show a soft point, softness towards that. Or Islamic banking and finance. Everyone who you see is involved in that. Or whatever the Abrahamic accord, this interfaith, all that. Today everyone in somehow or the other gets involved in it. The imams of masjids also, good imams, and the congregation also, which are of good people. But they also get influence that we call all the non-Muslim people to our masjid. Let them come and see how we pray. So that is a stepping stone. And then we also get involved. So all these things which are becoming so common, we must, that is one route that you can take. And the other is, you try and do our best, how much we can, the Islamic proper sunnah way, that we try and maintain. Quran Sharif teachings, which are clear cut, and Hadith Sharif teachings, and there, where we, today for example, on one occasion, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Pakistan was giving a talk to the ulama in Raiwind in the Ijtima. And in that he said that even today we should still cherish that we could be traveling on camelback. Though today it won't be practical. Today if you want to travel anywhere, it won't be practical. But that still in your heart must be that if we could travel by camelback. Because that was the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Though we won't do it today, but that desire, that way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, if we go to Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, we would stay in hotels. Perhaps somebody will have some family, they stay in the house, but that also is compared to the houses of the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in fact, today, if there were that kind of houses, and we had to live like that, who of us will be able to manage to live in that mud house? Where the toilet also, on one occasion, when the beginning of the madrasa, some student came to me and he said that in everything we should try and practice on the sunnah in the madrasa. 100% Allah Ta'ala put that into our hearts also, with the whole madrasa. And in fact, our madaris, especially our khankas, our elders advise us that they should run on the tartib of Ghari Hira and Dari Arqam and Suffa of Medina Sharif. In other words, that which is a famous saying in Urdu, where jab imarate kachi thi, when buildings were kachi, like mud buildings, to taalim pakki thi. But taalim was very solid. Aur jab imarate pakki bani, ab taalim kachi hoge. And now when perhaps more attention is given to buildings and that, then the education, the tarbiyat of the student, that has gone weak. So that is what happens. So that is one route. One route is this, to try and keep the original. And where when we have love for that. Jazakumullah. That student, so I said that we desire that. So, for example, then, outside of the madrasa, we've got a big felt for toilet, you should go there then. But today, that is not practical that you'll go to toilet. The toilet, today, all houses got en suite, in fact, where the toilet, some ulama are still very against the en suite. When we were small, there was never a toilet in a house. Even rich people, the toilet used to be outside. But today, there's a toilet, not one, two toilets, minimum. One is the en suite, one is the outside toilet in common use. Otherwise, even there are much more toilets also. So today, according to that, but still try and maintain as much as we can. Particularly that if we go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif of today, the enemies have planned it. The toilets in most of the cases are facing towards Qibla. So while you, and a flat toilet is out of the question. I remember once when we went to Medina Sharif, and how many years ago, and I complimented the people at the reception that they still got flat toilets, they are still flat toilets. Today I don't think there is not one flat toilet, it's only the high toilet. And even health-wise, that is not healthy also. So we should try and maintain our system. But now, so try and sit in such a way, try and be conscious that we sit at the angle in whatever, as much as we can. And the door of Tawbah and Istighfar, Allah Ta'ala is kept open. Allah khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa. Insan has been created weak. He is going to err. But our niyat mustn't be to err. Our niyat must be to try and be as perfect, to be perfect. But where we err, where we fall into mistake, Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah open. So Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, most relenting. And Allah Ta'ala forgives also. And Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar open also. So Allah give us tawfiq. And then together with that, to associate, who we associate, who our friends are. Where you have to meet somebody, perhaps in the family, or perhaps some old acquaintance or something, but our, like, who we socialize with, who we try, who we, like, feel comfortable, we joke with, we sit and talk with, that also, that company is very, very important. So if we have the other company, it's going to influence you, and you are going to get influenced with that. So it's very important. Then together with that, the roza of the mind and the heart. That also we must keep, that roza which we discussed yesterday also somewhat. With regard to that, just to give us an indication that the thoughts that come to us, which we call wasawis, how they are. Somebody said to Shaitan that, why are you causing all this havoc in the world? All this trouble, the fighting and the killing and all this, what is happening. Shaitan said, I haven't got time for all this. I don't do all that. He said, but you are the one who is behind all this. So he says, all what I do is, for example, I put a drop of syrup on the wall. That is all. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, قِيلُوا فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَان لَا تَقِيلُوا. Oh, كَمَا قَال. Make قَيْلُولَ. Because Shaitan doesn't make قَيْلُولَ. Shaitan hasn't got time. He has to make the whole world go astray. So, he's a very busy man all the time. Some buzurg saw Shaitan sitting under a tree. He says, when the ulama, the scholars have taken up my job, so they have relieved me, they're giving me time to rest now. When we are promoting the wrong things, so then I can take a break now. Adway Shaitan, where is he going to take a break? He has to make everyone go astray. He has vowed for that. So anyway, he says, all I do, for example, is put a drop of syrup on the wall. Then seeing the syrup, a fly comes and starts slicking on the syrup. Seeing the fly, a lizard comes for the fly. Seeing the lizard, a cat comes for the lizard. Seeing the cat, a dog comes. And dogs and cats, fighting like cats and dogs, which is a common saying, that their fight is known. The one dog and the neighbor's dog comes, and the two dogs are fighting. When the two dogs are fighting, the owners of the two houses, of the two dogs, they come out and they start fighting. In the heat of the arguments and the fighting, somebody pulls out a firearm, which is also today a common thing. Any small thing, you pull out a firearm. One shot is fired, one person is lying dead. And after that now, The police has to come in. People are arrested. There are court cases. Now there is somebody who is going to jail, and somebody else, the family is without a breadwinner now. And where all this started? With that one drop of syrup. So this thought that comes, and the thought comes from nowhere, and it goes to nowhere. But what it leaves behind, it's a legacy. So wasawis, a person has to be very, very, very careful. So we have to think about this very much. For example, a person is lying in his bed, he's quite comfortable, but just the thought comes that this mattress is old now. I must change my mattress. 10 years already, this mattress. But he's quite comfortable, he's getting a good sleep. I must change the mattress. He decides to change the mattress. When I'm changing the mattress, let me change the base also. When I'm changing the base, let me change the headboard also. When I'm doing that, let me do up the whole bedroom. Let me paint the bedroom. Let me put a new carpet. When the bedroom is all done, curtains, everything, and when all that is done, then the kitchen, the wife says the kitchen, do that also. Do the kitchen also, then do the whole house also. When you did the inside of the house, do the outside also. When you do the outside, do the garden also. When you do that also, and this is all just briefly, just the headings I'm giving. Then change the car also. When you change the car also, then the friends also change. Before you should host people, you should go and visit your old parents, your old family people. But now you need different, now you have to have prize. And for that, young people have to be there. People who are laughing, talking, joking all the time. Such type of company you want. People with the modern ideas now, that old ideas, and they don't fit in here anymore. So where all this came? Thought. Just one thought of changing the bed, the mattress. And there everything else changes then. Then the garden, then you want a swimming pool, and soon you find that you haven't got money to pay now the all you bought, you think now, on loan. And today also, our lifestyle is all, generally Allah protect us all, that we're living on the bank's money. People are living today lives with money that they don't have, and what? To impress people they don't like. And so anyway, today our whole lifestyle has changed completely. And all finally we come in, and if a person lives simply, and he's just according to what Sunnah teaches, Allah give us tawfiq, and we live within our means. And also, for example, it is famous saying that somebody told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that you are a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you live such a frugal, such a simple life that there is absolutely like nothing in your house. And so he said that actually the reality of the matter is I've got another house also. So the person then was even more surprised. A sahabi and two houses. One house is sufficient for a person. Why must you have another house? So he explained, my other house is in Jannat. And whatever I get, I send it to that. And that is my permanent house, where I'm going permanently to. So if I get some extra money, like today for example, like give us tawfiq, there are such people, but we buy a new car for example, R1 million, R800,000, whatever amount, try and buy a bicycle for somebody. Give somebody a bicycle who's going every day walking. Buy somebody a small little car. When you spend so much and on that car you're going to still spend more money, think of somebody poor. Allah gave you a new house for which you spend 2, 3, 4, 5 million rand you spend. Spend a little bit on somebody that you have a tin shanty made for him. One of your workers, you have a little hut built for him. A little, something, whatever. Whatever ni'mat Allah gives us, Allah give us tawfiq, that we think and we try and do for the others also. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So this is how we should try and this thoughts that come. And the thoughts, where and where they take us. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, let us channelize our thoughts correctly. And the thoughts that shaitan brings, one is he attacks our iman also. And he brings to a person that a person, he makes him mayus, makes him lose hope. That, for example, you committed this guna, or you did that, or today to live an Islamic life is impossible. All that shaitani wasawis, all that thoughts. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, when that happens, make shukr, because Allahu Akbar. On one occasion, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, some Shia told Hazrat Mufti Sahib that only Qadianis, Sunnis become Qadianis. Shias don't become Qadianis. So Mufti Sahib was very witty and very, very hazir jawab. He had his answers ready. So immediately he said, Shaitan is not a stupid who goes and go and try and steal somewhere where there is nothing. He goes where there is something. So Sunnis have got iman. So he tries and steal their iman and make them Qadi. Shias, they haven't got iman, so what must he go and steal there? He's not going to make effort behind the Shias. The iman, they have lost it already, so what must he make effort there? So we have to, so on iman, shaitan makes effort to rob us of our iman. And we should then resort to making one great remedy, which in fact, Shaitan himself has taught us. He said, I will come to the people from the right and the left. وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ So if you make shukr, shukr is a great remedy. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We heard in the kitab reading also that the wives must make shukr to the husband. Husband must make shukr to the wife. Today shukr is very, very rare, very scarce. And shukr is a great remedy. Think, Alhamdulillah illadhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All ni'mats are only by Allah's fadl. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu. Allahumma laka alhamdu manna wa laka shukru fadla. Allahumma tafaddal alayna bi fununil a'la ma'a istiqaqina bi afaninil iqab. Tafaddal alayna, from fadl, that is what is free of charge, pansela, which you don't pay for. Give us all that tafaddal alayna bi fununil a'la. What funun is the plural. All types of ni'mats. You bless us, O Allah, just without us deserving it. We are not at all deserving, but you bless us with all types of ni'mats. Ma'a istihqaqina. Though we are guilty of, we are liable, be afaninil iqab. There was funun, yea is afanin, the muntahal jumu, the limit, the great plural. So many namats of yours. You just bless us, you shower your fadl upon us. Unlimited, you shower your blessings upon. So shukr is one great remedy for what shaitan has said, that he can't, if a person, as long as he's in shukr, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And shukr is not only, it starts with lisani, with the tongue. And in that also we are very, in fact, just the thought came, that each one of us, myself, the guilt came to me, I felt. When we make iftari, are we reading our bismillah? And are we reading the du'as that we have to be reading? Which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned a few. MashaAllah, many other people have extracted from hadith other du'as also at the time of iftari. All those du'as, the least, even commonly when we eat, we will notice. This I experienced myself, and I became conscious of it once when we were invited one place, and some other Jamaat brothers were also invited, and then little bit into the meal, Then the thought asked everyone, who of us read Bismillah? And all of us admitted that we forgot. To read Bismillah at the beginning of a meal is commonly we don't read. And Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Allah loves that banda, that when he puts a morsel, he makes shukr to Allah. So during eating, who of us makes shukr? And then, at that time, if we can remember, and this one comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads this dua, he makes shukr for all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And that is that Allahumma in the morning ma asbaha, at night ma amsa, bi min ni'matin, o bi ahadim min khalqi, fa minka wahdak, la sharika lak, falak alhamdu, walak ash-shukr. A person who reads that, then he has made shukr for all of Allah's ni'mats. And other way that we have been taught, there are many, many ways, is that when you admit to Allah, Ya Allah, I can't make your shukr. Your favors are innumerable. I can't make shukr, enough shukr for all the favors that you have bestowed me with. So a person, we should try and make shukr. So while eating also, we'll talk of everything else on the meals. But to make shukr, that is very, very seldom. And then after the meal, to make shukr also. Many times, like if it's at home, make shukr to the wife. It wasn't strictly her duty that she but she really goes out of her way. And she thinks, and what can I prepare to make my husband happy with? In which way can I make my husband happy? Once I gave a talk to the ladies, that was very long ago, in Stanger. And then there, in that I explained that we should appreciate our husbands also. And like if it's summer, then when your husband comes, then have a glass of juice, of some cold, something as syrup, anything ready, and you present it. If it's summer, winter, then something warm, some halim or some hot milk or something. So one person in Maghrib time or Isha time, he met me and he told me, today something very strange happened. I came home and I found my wife, she was dressed also neatly, everything in order, and she presented me with a glass of whatever that season was. And I was, it never happened before, so I was very hesitant that what is this now. So I asked her, is it made some jadu in here, or you put some poison in here, or what? She said, no, you just heavy. Afterward, then she said, some Molly Sahib came, and he said, this is how we should welcome the husband. After about 6 months or so, I happened to go there again. So he came to me again. He said, Maulana, that only happened that one day. It didn't happen again, so you better come give another bayan. And that is really that we don't make shukr also. That we also, if we come home, and we come with a chocolate or whatever, something which will make her happy, something to, or at least just tell her something, or at least after meals, at least just tell her Jazakallah. Even just so much. There was Dr. Mayat, he was in Petersburg. What's the new name? Polakwani. So he said that one time, a white man came to his house. He was very, very hospitable also, and a great lover of the Quran Sharif. Loved the Quran Sharif. And he established, and the Hifz class is still running till now. He's established a Hifz class so that children become hafiz, etc. Anyway, and he was very, very hospitable also. So this white man was eating, and it's clear he was, mashallah, his ta'alluq was with Hazrat Maulana Shah, Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So the wife won't come and bring the food. So he was going up and bring. So after the meals anyhow, the white man told her, tell your wife, I appreciate it very much, a very good meal, and tell her thank you. The white man. So he went and told her. She dropped, as we will say, all her tools. And she said that till today, who didn't come to our house, but till today nobody made shukr to me. And we as husbands also, we ask ourselves, do we ever tell our wives, Jazakallah, you prepared this meal? Or a little bit more, give some du'as at that time. When they have done so much for us. So to make shukr. And this is not only for the males, but for the females, the wives also. The husband takes care of so many things. The wives don't have any worry, especially in a house where they try and live according to Sharia. The wife doesn't go out to earn, for example. She doesn't drive also. The husband does everything for her. So she should also appreciate that she is not in touch with the outside world. And the whole outside world comes to her. The husband brings it for her. Yeah, everything is done for her. So she should also show her appreciation. So anyway, making shukr is a very, very great thing. And that is also one ilaj and treatment for that wasawis don't come to a person when a person makes shukr. So we should try, inshallah, to try and make... There can't be ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه. You can't do two things really at one time. And if you do it, like today people on the cell phone, not only are they answering a call, they even typing a message while driving. But it is that there will be deficiency there, or your concentration. There will be some deficiency. So to do a thing properly, you have to give your full attention. So, now what was I going to say this? It was something else in my mind. But anyway, even shukr and takabbur, the two things cannot go together. If you make shukr, there won't be takabbur. And if you don't make shukr, takabbur will be there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making shukr for all the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala which He blesses us with. And this wasawis, ilaj of that also is shukr also. This I wanted to say. So when, what in our namaz or anything, what we have to be thinking about, think about that, then another thought can't come there. Two things can't be together at the same time. So you pay full attention, like for example, if there's a bayan carrying on and we are reading tasbih, it's not of etiquette also, but if we are doing it also, but our full attention won't be there and full attention won't be here. It can be one place. So in namaz, to avoid wasawis, they just think what we have to be thinking. Like for example, a person is not an alim, and he reads Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then I've read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So wasawis can't come in also. You are thinking of this, when you don't think of this, and there won't be a vacuum anywhere, then automatically other thoughts, now wasawis are going to come. Your whole namaz. Which rakat am I reading? The first rakat, second rakat. This is a different thing when old age and then your focus is not fully there. And you can't concentrate properly. But normally, a person will concentrate. Then the other thoughts won't come in. So all, and if we are, a person is an alim also, and he knows the meaning also, try and let him pay attention to that. So then the other wasawis won't come in. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq for that. To try and concentrate so that wasawis we can get saved. There are a few other treatments also. Inshallah, we'll discuss them. Today is Yawm al-Jumu'ah, and every day before Maghrib, du'as are readily accepted. It is an accepted thing. And on Jumu'ah particularly, and our elders, our buzurgs used to take a lot of particular, they should pay attention for du'as. And make du'a for the whole ummah, for the whole Middle East. And for Afghanistan also, for our Islah also, my Islah, make dua for our Islah, for our Akhirat, Allah give us more on Iman, our life of the Qabr, what we are hearing in Maut Ki Yaad, and Shauqi Watan, all in the other kitabs also, all this, Allah Ta'ala, let us become conscious of these things. One time it was easy just to blurt out and say anything. But now when you think of the the reality. And we are still far from reality. When people actually became conscious, they gave up the whole dunya, everything. They went into the jungles. And they just, their lives were just for deen. When that reality hits a person, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.